It's NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The NPR 100 is a list of great American music, the most significant music of the last century, as determined by our listeners. Throughout this year, on Mondays, we're telling the stories behind some of the titles on that list. And today, our colleague Noah Adams reports on James Taylor's 1970 song, Fire and Rain.
James Taylor now has a happy smile. And at 52, he is tall, thin, and mostly relieved of hair. In the old pictures from the 70s, he has long black hair and a somber, gaunt expression. His voice hasn't changed. Even in the saddest songs, it's always had a kindly nature to it. He was born in New England and raised in North Carolina, and you can hear the influence of both regions. We talk with James Taylor this month in New York City, the day after he was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Taylor wrote Fire and Rain in 1968. The song has three verses. One is about a friend who committed suicide. Another is about Taylor's addiction to heroin. The third refers to a mental hospital and a band Taylor started called The Flying Machine. Each verse is followed by the same chorus. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. James Taylor told me he can't stand to hear his songs on the radio. He dives for the dial if Fire and Rain comes on. But it remains a song he likes to sing, and one that audiences always wait for.
I tried to figure it out at one point, how many times I'd sung it, and I think it's probably approaching 1,000 times now. I sung it yesterday lunchtime for a benefit. And that may have been the 1,000th time. For a while, I thought it would be nice to build an odometer, like a big odometer that was visible on stage that had a large plate on the top of it that one struck with a mallet, you know, and that every night we'd set it back to 999 and then turn it over to the ritual 1,000th singing of Fire and Rain and then strike it with the mallet to drive it home.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne plans for me put an end to you.
When you sing Fire and Rain now, does it ever flatten out emotionally for you after all these years?
Yes, sometimes it does. But I'm surprised really at how durable it is, or how reliable the connection, the emotional connection it makes is. But does it ever go flat for me? Yes, it has. And the way, if I'm distracted or overwhelmed, I can forget where I am. I mean, there's a song with three verses with the same form and three choruses following them. There's no bridge, there's no release, no break. So I can forget where I am. It's a terrifying thing, and it doesn't happen often, but it does, as they say, concentrate the mind.
But are you expecting to have a bit of a tingle and a sort of a glow, even going back to the time you wrote that song, every time you sing it? Do you expect that as a performer, to have that?
Yeah. You want to feel as though you're making a connection with it. It helps to have an audience there receiving it, because Then you want it to happen for them too. It's like just a common, making music for an audience is a communal process, and so they're resonating with it. I catch that too. That's contagious.
To go over the three verses, the first one is about a friend who you found out had died.
Yeah, that's right.
Suzanne.
Yeah, I was recording. In England with the Beatles. And my friends had sort of kept the information about this death from me because they thought, this is a crucial time for him. He's doing his work, and we don't want to upset him or bring him down. So my friend Richard Corey told me about it, but he had known about it for a month or so before he mentioned it to me. So that's where the they let me know you were gone comes in.
Second verse is when you're still struggling to get off hard drugs in London?
Well, no, actually, that was in New York, and that was when I came back to this country from London, and was surprised that I picked up a habit. So I was physically very uncomfortable and having a rough time.
And the third verse in the mental hospital at Stockbridge.
That's right, up at Austin Riggs in Stockbridge. Yeah. It was that's not so much a specific one. It's just sort of I don't know what kind of generally introspective kind of verse, I guess.
If Fire and Rain were prose rather than poetry, it would be more open and explicated and described.
And, oh, I see, right.
And it would perhaps have less of a connection with people, do you think?
Right, that's true. I think that what is meaningful about it is that, let's see, well, it's probably not advisable to try to analyze these things too much, but it's not really, you're right, it's not about the sort of actual information in the song. It's about the emotional connection with the information. You know, when someone understates something completely, you know, like a song like What'll I Do? You know, What'll I Do When You Are Far Away and I Am Blue? What'll I do? You know, when it's minimally stated, it just becomes pure emotional. You know, it almost makes you laugh the way it makes you weep, you know, because it's so directly stated that it's almost like it punches a hole in you. It like lets it out of a place where it doesn't usually come out of, you know. Some haikus are like that. There, you read them and it's sort of like, it's almost funny how direct people are being, you know.
You're describing what seems to be a simple process, yet a song like Fire and Rain must have been very difficult to write. It wouldn't have come in a morning. And
oh, no, it does come very, very quickly. It did come very, very fast, but it was a great relief. That song was relieved a lot of sort of tension. It was things that I needed to get rid of, or at least get out of me, or get in front of me, or at least have some other relationship than feeling them internally, either by telling somebody else or by just putting them out in a form in front of me so that I could say, there they are, you know, externalizing it somehow. And that part was hard, having the feelings that needed to be expressed in that way, but it was actually a relief, like a laugh or a sigh.
And these days, do you find it, are songs coming as easily?
No, they don't come as easily. They come less frequently, and perhaps I don't have the same urgency to get them out. It's still a delight to write something, and I still love it. But I think a couple of things have changed. One is that I'm older, and that I'm not as emotionally as intense. I found other solutions, emotional solutions, in my life. Another thing is that I'm more distracted. It's just very difficult for me. I think songs need to come out of really out of sort of a state of boredom, almost as much as anything else. You need to have empty time in order to receive them. I'm much more distracted now, and there's less time for them to come through. And I think the other thing is that there is a change between feeling the need to express something from the inside out and being aware of yourself in the marketplace and feeling as if the songs are somewhat being pulled out of you as something that's expected of you. So I've become more aware of it as something that I'm expected to do. And, you know, at the time that I wrote that song, I really didn't anticipate that anyone would hear it, you know. I mean, the motivation for writing it was quite pure, and that's not the case so much anymore.
Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you, Noah. Thank you very much.
James Taylor spoke with us in New York City. His song Fire and Rain was cut 7 on the album Sweet Baby James. Carole King played piano, Russ Kunkel played drums, Randy Meissner bass. The recording was made in Los Angeles in December of 1969.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. To an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Whoa, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you fire and rain now.
James Taylor's Fire and Rain, a selection from the NPR 100. I'm Noah Adams, and this is NPR's All Things Considered.